This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Hellbender.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This fucker is scary, too.
Which one of you forgot to inflate this frog?
He's really ugly. He evolved from something ugly, too.
Yeah. Well, so like, I never encounter a salamander in my life. Like, it's not a thing that I run across. Why the fuck in fantasy and just anywhere you're looking for a monster is everything just a salamander? Because they're gross and like kind of cool. Okay.
And nobody knows what they look like.
Right.
Like, you just called this a frog and this does not look like a frog. I thought we were going to have another jumping flash thing where it's just like, this doesn't look anything like a frog. Cool.
I mean, but like look at his big flat face and his eyes that are there kind of like bugging up.
Yeah, he does have bug eyes. Yeah. I mean, his face, the whole body though is just like monster.
Well, that's why I said, why didn't you inflate the frog? That's why I said, you know, he's kind of like splayed out there.
He is kind of splayed. If you flayed him out, though, like, his bone structure is just different.
Right.
These weird little human elbows and stuff.
Yeah.
And his legs are in sockets. You know, this is an action figure.
Yeah, he's definitely he's working some chitin action on this.
Yeah. These things are scary, though.
Yes.
Like, they're big, so it's the size of like a large dog.
Mm-hmm.
And if they touch you, they paralyze you, and then they eat you while you're paralyzed.
Yes. And if you think, hey, I can stay away from one of these because, again, it's the size of a very large dog. Well, no, they can quickly outnumber you because they can just decide to, like, shoot out a bunch of eggs, hatching hundreds of little hellbenders that are ravenously hungry that will chase you down and have the same paralytic effect.
Yeah. They move 5 times as fast underwater.
Yes.
So they're already not super fast. Like, they have a quickness of 3. You know, so they're putting this again for, because more people know D&D than anything else. 6 is max human. 3 is average human.
Yeah.
So on land, they're about as fast as your average human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like your coworker,
yep.
You know, like that, you know, like he's about as fast as a hellbender. Underwater, they move at 15. So if 6 is the max, 6 is Jesse Owens.
Mm-hmm.
They move at 2.5 Jesse Owens's.
Jesus.
You know, underwater, which means you cannot escape these fools.
No.
And the babies, it's just like one of them touches you. And it says, like, you know, baby, if you touch it, it's going to take multiple bites because the baby doesn't have as much venom. But there's just hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're born, they're immediately hungry. So they will definitely go for you.
Yes. Because you're nearby. Scary. Yeah. Yep. It doesn't matter. Like, they will just go at whatever they think they can paralyze and eat. Like, it doesn't matter if it actually is. So they're going to destroy whatever.
Yeah.
The Shadow Talk has something that, like, just again, a very kind of devastating description of what it's like to be under the thrall of these guys. It was a real effort to even breathe, and I thought for sure I was about to cash it in. Let me see here. Lying there, not being able to feel my body and trying my hardest just to keep breathing, I realized that the shadows in the wall might be the last things I'd ever see. But suddenly it wasn't a game anymore.
Yeah. And then when you said that it was one of the most devastating descriptions, I thought you were going to say the Shadow Talk features one of the most devastating burns. and it really doesn't, but it's acted as if it was.
Yeah. Well, it's a dick.
This guy named Rat.
Rat says, like, a dick thing.
Well, it's kind of a, you know, feet of clay, huh?
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of a dick thing, but what a weird old-timey expression.
Yeah.
For this. And then he says, I hope you have a debilitating brain aneurysm, you freak.
Probably a little bit of an overreaction.
Whoa, buddy.
Cool.
Like, you know, like,
can you split the difference, please?
perhaps you have been hoisted upon your own petard. Go to hell, you dumb monster. Like, I'll kill you.
Get fucked.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. This guy did this old-timey old-timey insult here, the Shakespearean, you know, you codswaller. You know, I hope your skin falls off.
You will never achieve your goals.
What? What we're describing is online discourse, though.
Yes.
Like, as always, the Shadowrun book has peeked into the future of actual internet culture.
Yes, it has.
Where, you know, you go online and you say something really simple, like, you know, Crash Bandicoot should have been drowned as a baby. And then somebody comes up and just tells you that you should never have been born, and, you know, they wish your family was dead.
Did you get shit for that?
No.
Okay.
I'm just expecting it. It's just the kind of thing. I did. I mean, the last time I talked shit about Crash, I did.
Okay.
This time, not so much.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
Yeah. This thing could be a bandicoot. The Bandicoot is different, I guess.
Well, the Bandicoot is when you kill in Skin Crash, make yourself a lovely Bandicoot stole.
Make yourself a little Heckbender out of it, like if you queued him up, you know?
Heckbender!
He paralyzes you with cuteness.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.